Hello, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well today. As I begin, I want to read from Acts chapter 16, verse 16 through 30. Now, it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. But when her master saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe." Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them in the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors were open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice, saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Chuck Colson was a member of President Nixon's administration, and he was sentenced to serve 7 months in prison as a result of his role in the Watergate scandal. Just prior to going to prison, Colson became a Christian, and then in 1976, after his release, Colson started a ministry called Prison Fellowship. Prison Fellowship is a Christian organization that ministers to those in prison, as well as to the prison inmate's family. Colson passed away in 2012, but during his life, he wrote many Christian books and was a well-known defender of the faith. Regarding his time in prison, Chuck Colson said this, "Out of tragedy and adversity comes great blessings. I shudder to think of what I would have been if I had not gone to prison." Most of us probably have not done time in prison, but we have all been through a time in which we maybe felt as though we were in prison. Maybe you've been through a time when you felt isolated and alone. Maybe there have been times when you felt cut off and shut out from God and everybody else. These difficult times can feel like a prison experience. As Chuck Colson said, these so-called prison experiences can become a blessing. And this passage provides us a lesson on how it can become a blessing and how we can have joy in the middle of this type of difficult situation. This passage is about Paul and Silas as they find themselves in prison because of their faith. And the Bible says that while they were in prison, they began to pray and give God praise. So the title for this devotion or lesson is The Power of Prayer and Praise. First of all, let's notice the pain of their prison experience. That's found in verse 22 through 24. It says there that the multitude, the people in the city, rose up together against them. And it says the magistrates or judges of the city tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, it says they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. And verse 24 says they were placed in the innermost part of the prison. We see here that Paul is on a missionary journey and he is being obedient to God's direction and guidance. The scripture says that Paul wanted to go in a particular direction, but was forbidden by the Holy Spirit. He then tried to go in another direction, and again, the Holy Spirit stopped him. Then it says that Paul and Silas ended up in the city of Philippi. There they were sharing the gospel message to the people in the city, and they encountered a slave girl who was possessed by a demon. We see here that Paul cast out the demon from this slave girl. And as a result of them sharing their faith and their encounter with this slave girl, the scripture says they were arrested, beaten, and thrown in jail. So think about that for a moment. They were being obedient. They were being faithful. They were following the Lord's leading on where he wanted them to go. And they ended up being beaten and thrown in jail. You see, a place of difficulty can be a part of God's plan, and it can be a blessing in a time of spiritual growth. I read a story about St. Patrick when he was baptizing King Ingus of Ireland in 450 AD. At some point during this baptism ritual, St. Patrick leaned on his sharp pointed staff and stabbed the king's foot by mistake. After the baptism, St. Patrick realized what he had done and he begged the king for forgiveness. "Why did you suffer in silence?" St. Patrick asked the king. And the king replied, "I thought it was part of the ritual." Sometimes pain is part of the Christian life. Even though we're trying our best to live for God, even though we're following God's leading, we can find ourselves going through difficult times. Just like here with Paul and Silas, they were obedient and following God's leading when they went to Philippi, but they ended up in jail. But we see how they didn't suffer in silence. So we see here, first of all, the pain of their prison experience. And number two, notice, though, the power in their prison experience. That's found in verse 25 through 34, where we see here that Paul and Silas were thrown in prison. But instead of pouting, Paul and Silas prayed and gave God praise. They were in prison. No doubt they were in pain, uncomfortable, and miserable, but they didn't let their circumstances get the best of them. It says they were in the innermost cell, cut off and separated from all the people, but they knew and they understood they weren't cut off from God. You see, no matter how bad things get in life, God is always with us. He promises to never leave us or forsake us. And no matter who you are or where you are, you can call on God at any time and he will hear you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your cares on God, for he cares for you." And we see here, not only did Paul and Silas pray, but they also gave God praise. They had church in this ancient, dark, and dreary jail cell. They didn't focus on their circumstances. Instead, they focused on God. You see, God is worthy of our praise regardless of our situation. He is a good God and a great God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. Let's praise him during this coronavirus crisis because he is worthy of our praise. Jesus said in Luke 19, verse 39 and 40, that even the rocks will cry out if we keep silent and fail to give God praise. And so they prayed and gave God praise, and we see that this concert brought down the house. God heard their prayers and their praise, and the Bible says that there was an earthquake and God shook the prison. The doors were opened and the chains fell off. Listen, prayer plus praise equals God's power. When we pray and we give God praise, no matter what our circumstances or our situation, God will respond. God will reveal himself. God will display his power in our life. So what are you facing today? Maybe you're going through a difficult time. Maybe you feel isolated and all alone because of this coronavirus or some other reason. Whatever you're going through, don't quit on God. Go to him in prayer. Give God praise, and he will reveal himself to you. He will do a great work in your life. Jeremiah 33:3 says this. God is speaking here through the prophet Jeremiah, and he says this: call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great mighty things which you do not know. God bless you.